Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying John's Gospel, A Discipleship Journey with Jesus, and this is Appendix 10, Harmony Between John and the Synoptic Gospels. Anyone who takes time to compare the accounts of Jesus' passion and resurrection will notice differences between John's Gospel and the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. For most of Jesus' life, John and the Synoptics rarely coincide, because John, for the most part, describes different incidents and teachings. But when we get to the Last Supper, Jesus' arrest, trial, crucifixion, burial, and resurrection, we see differences. Most of these differences can be attributed to John's different style and eyewitness perspective. After all, by the time John's Gospel was written in the 90s AD, the Synoptic Gospels had been circulating throughout the churches for at least 20 years. John felt no need to repeat what had been recorded already, but he did feel a need to paint a picture of Jesus with an evangelistic purpose. John 20:30-31, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. To do this, John was very selective about the material he chose to include and leave out. If an incident or detail didn't fit his purpose, it wasn't included. So we shouldn't be surprised by the differences. However, we are surprised that in some cases the details seem to differ, or the order of events varies. Reasons for these differences are several. One important factor is that first century standards of historical accuracy are very different from our own. What was common and expected in the first century is different from what we expect of historians in our own time, so it's important to judge the gospel writers by the standards of their own age rather than ours. One particular challenge in harmonizing John and the Synoptic Gospels is that day upon which Jesus partook of the Last Supper with his disciples and was crucified. This is discussed above in Appendix 7, the chronology of Holy Week in John's Gospel. The study of the differences between the Gospels, especially between John and the Synoptics, is known as the Synoptic Problem, and is the subject of many, many books. Much of what has resulted is multiplied speculation. In this volume, my purpose is primarily to develop disciples who will follow Jesus, their Master, so I'm not spending a great deal of time on the Synoptic Problem. For more on this topic, consult an introduction to the New Testament. However, some may find a tentative harmony of John's Gospel and the Synoptic Gospels to be useful. Just realize that this harmony, and indeed any harmony of the Gospels, is speculative. Devout students of the Bible will disagree about the details, and that's okay. This is a brief harmony I found on the Internet. And I'm not going to read it, but if you look in the notes, you can see the day something took place, the event, name of the event, and then where you find it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in the order that could be one organization. God bless you as you study.